The Tuatara. And half the world's population survive on this one island refuge. During the reign of the dinosaurs, the ancestors of the Tuatara were everywhere. They survived the cataclysm that killed off the dinosaurs, but then couldn't compete with the mammals and died out. Everywhere except on what was then a mammal-free New Zealand. Unlike mammals, Tuatara live life in the slow lane. Days can pass when they barely move a muscle. Sometimes taking just one breath an hour. They feed on wetters, beetles, and other invertebrates, but don't appear very good at catching them. Even after millions of years of practice, eye-mouth coordination is not what it could be. Survival of the fittest just doesn't seem to apply here. The Tuatara's survival, first on New Zealand, now on Stephens Island, proves a point. Islands are pretty safe places to be, at least until invaded. Fortunately for the Stephens Island Tuatara, it did survive a brief mammal invasion. But for some of the other wildlife here, the invasion was rather more catastrophic. The island had been uninhabited and largely ignored, but that all changed with the construction of this lighthouse back in 1894. When the newly installed keeper, a Mr. Lyle, found an unusual wren on the island, he sent a specimen to London for identification. Like many island birds, it was flightless. And perhaps that's why it wasn't Mr. Lyle who first discovered the bird, but his four-legged companion. Tibbles proved to be a very efficient specimen collector. So much so, in fact, that one year later, when the bird was officially declared a new species, Mr. Lyle had to regretfully inform the scientific community at large that the species was now extinct. In truth, Tibbles wasn't the only feline to blame, but the ease with which the Stephens Island wren had been dispatched was alarming. The cats were removed from Stephens Island, but it was too late for the wren, now only known from a few cat-chewed museum specimens. Evolving to be flightless had proven fatal. So it seems there is a trade-off. The freedom of island life allows a species to relax its guard, but that can leave it defenseless. On the main islands of New Zealand, similar dramas have played out time and time again. Forests, dominated by giant kauri trees, once covered the North Island. The fragments that remain look much like they have for millennia, but looks can be deceiving. A few centuries ago, this forest echoed with the calls of strange and wonderful birds. Most famous was the giant moa, which looked a bit like an ostrich, but taller than an elephant. and there are many more birds whose haunting songs now exist here only in memory.